Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In today's podcast, we're going to look at how critical real-time data is and where you can find that. It's not rocket science, but there is no silver bullet. You see, data is always, by its very nature, looking in the rear view mirror, isn't it? So data we only know after the fact. And a lot of reporting cycles are 3 months, so quarterly, or sometimes even 6 months or annually. So you're looking at data that's dead and gone from a year ago. And we know that markets move very fast, especially in this digital age, and especially what we're going through now in the property market. So a lot of members of our community, when looking at data and doing their due diligence, which is just their research in an area, will say these prices, these estimations are out of date because a market can literally move at a granular level in any given suburb or street by a matter of days. For example, if there is a record sale at $200,000 above the previous sale in the street, then that becomes the new market. And by the same token, if there's some sort of distressed sale in an area, it can pull all the other prices down. So unless you've got your finger on the pulse with the latest data, then you could be flying blind. And the data is really the scoreboard of your outcomes. And you've got to have your finger on the pulse in that respect. So how do you get it if it's only released in hindsight and you're trading or looking at properties or making your offers in real time? Unfortunately, as I said, there's no magic bullet and there's no substitute for immersing yourself in a market. How does that look? Well, the most successful property entrepreneurs will go to open for inspections in a suburb every single Saturday or any time they can get through a property. If they can't actually go there live every single day that a property's open, they'll constantly be looking online on realestate.com.au, for example. They'll be looking at any new stock that comes on the market. They'll be registered for alerts in certain areas for their end product, what they're going to build or what they're going to renovate for, or what they're looking to buy. So they'll constantly be in tune with the market and they'll have contacts on the ground because of this immersion process. So everything they do builds up what we call their reticular activating system. That's a psychology term, but it's just part of your brain that stays really connected to data and information that is relevant to you. So if you've ever notice something. Say you're looking at paint colours for a house and there's a new colour or a new brand of paint and suddenly you're seeing that everywhere you turn, in cafes, in homes you're visiting, in magazines. It's not because people are copying your interest. It's just because your brain has become aware to that and now it's tuning in to that data. So there are millions and millions of pieces of data that bombard us in any given second. And our brain would short circuit if we had to take it all in and process it. That's not possible. So what it does is it takes in the amount that it can. If you don't calibrate what you're looking for, if you don't set filters, it will just give you random feedback. But if you're particularly focused on something, your brain will let that data in. Now, that can work in reverse as well. If you're particularly negative or fearful about, for example, a market, then all you'll see everywhere is fear, because your brain will notice newspaper articles or media reports or, you know, bank numbers about rising fear or stress or falling property prices, and you'll see all of that data. If you're attuned to opportunity, then your brain will see the opportunities. It's just the way it works. You don't have to try, you don't have to program, you don't have to remind yourself to think. Your brain does that for you. How good is that? It goes on autopilot and it finds stuff to get you where you want to go, your RAS or your reticular activating system. So if you are wanting to be on the money in any given market at any given time, all you really need to do is show up. There's no substitute for that. You can look at the data 3 months later, but it may not help you, especially if a market has moved. If you are constantly there and showing up, if you're going to open homes on the weekend, you'll get to know the agents in the area. They'll get to know you. You're constantly immersed in that as your area of expertise, and that becomes your reality. You are getting all bits of data and information at a granular level about that area. You'll find then that you can go and seek the data you're looking for. For example, you can go on realestate.com.au and you can search for sold properties, and agents will often update the most recent sales, and you can put that in order of the most recent sale, and then you'll know, well, hang on a minute, there's a property that sold last week for X dollars, and you'll know where the market's moving up or down. And when you know the agents, you can usually get the information. Why did that property sell so low or so high? Were there mitigating circumstances? Was there some reason for that? And if you're turning up every weekend, you know what other buyers want in the market. You know the demographic, people who are on the ground and their eyes are on property. And then as a property entrepreneur, if you're selling into that market, you can give the market what it wants and needs with confidence that you've got the right price. On the other hand, if you're buying, you can know what a good price is at that given moment. And you can know if the market is likely to trend downwards or upwards, and you can plan that and hit that moving target, because chances are if you are expecting the market to fall, then so too is the seller, and they'll be quite negotiable. But you don't know what you don't know. And a famous saying, my mum used to say, you can't fatten a pig on market day. In other words, you can't decide you're going to buy a property and quickly brief up on all the information by looking at Australian Bureau of Statistics and CoreLogic data and all the data for the last few quarters, because it is old data. Really, in a fast moving and changing market like this one, data is only often good for 1 week. If you've ever lived through a turning market before, most real estate agents can tell you to the exact day that the market turned. And markets are always driven by human fear and greed. So at times like the present, when the market is predicted to move further downwards, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And you're not going to know how far down unless you are deeply in tune with that market. And you do that by spending the time showing up and immersing yourself in it, not as a chore, but because you're actually really, really interested, passionate about it, and by osmosis, you soak up anything that your reticular activating system can find about that market and bring it to you. As I said, it's not a game changer, is it? It's not a massive aha moment that I'm giving you a special source or a secret ingredient for the best possible data that no one else knows about. Unfortunately, there's no substitute for spending the time at the coalface or in the trenches, knowing your market and your data quite intimately. If you're enjoying this podcast, we want to invite you to join the Property Lovers Facebook group. To find the group in Facebook, just search for Property Lovers. You'll see the group banner, which has the word Property Lovers Hub on it. It's a community for property lovers in Australia, and just like this podcast, it's been created to give you a competitive advantage so you can get superior results in property. Please come and join us today. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.